Does your shoe choice affect nail fungus? Cleaning your shoes to be free of toenail fungus and more. All toenail funguses are the same in the way that they can all live on in complete darkness of socks and shoes. With some toenail fungus infections, everything you have worn shoe and sock wise should be thrown out. But in some cases, or if caught early enough, you just need to clean them out properly and you will be able to wear them again, no problem at all. Before deciding what to do, it is highly recommended not to only do some research of your own, but to also consult with a doctor and get a professional opinion with advice, suggestions, and maybe even the perfect treatment. But to do it on your own is just as fine as well. Know that you will need your shoes and either an antifungal foot powder or an antifungal foot spray. Personally, I would use both, and in the process mentioned below, both are used. You need to focus on the shoes you wore while possibly having the infection the most, and then if you have extra, then take care of your other shoes, just to be on the safe side. I would. Anyways, once you have gathered the above supplies mentioned, put for your shoes on a hard surface, such as a table. If need be, use an old towel to cover the surface of the table. If the shoes have laces on them, they need to be removed, and open the shoe as much as this can go. Let air through them. If they are wet, they need to dry out before you move on to the next step. With the dry shoes, take the foot spray and spray inside of the shoe and around the top of it. Go deep and spray a lot near the toe area. If the weather allows it, then let your shoes dry outside. The sunlight is an added bonus in this process because it helps to kill any fungal spores that there are maybe in the present in the shoes. After the first spray, they need to be dried out completely again, and then you need to respray them again, same as before with a lot near the toe area. You let them dry out all the way once more in the sun if you can. And then, for the very last step, you take the foot powder and sprinkle some inside of the shoes. Take the shoe and gently move it back and forth and from the side in your hands so you can move the powder evenly around to cover all the areas of the shoe. A decent tip to consider is that you could use a disinfectant spray for the house and the shoes instead of the foot spray if you have to. It is all good to know that the longer you keep the shoes dry, the better, because it will just prevent more growth of the spores and until the nail fungus you have is gone. It is best to stay away from the shoes that are not open-toed. Lastly, always wash your hands with warm water and soap after you touch your nails or the shoes.